Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel is with us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Robbie Shooter, how are you?
Really good, my friend. Really, really good. I love a Monday. I do, because there's so many possibilities. The whole week is ahead of us. I could become the president by the end of the week. I could be the mayor, or I could be hungover. Maybe I could be all three. But I like a Monday. How are you on a Monday? Some people have blue Mondays. How's your Mondays?
A little bit of a third, because, you know, there was big football games on yesterday, and Taylor Swift's going to the Super Bowl. And
how does Usher feel about that? Be honest. You know music. You know celebrities.
Unfortunately, I have a feeling that he is going to be outshined. You know how after singers perform at the Super Bowl, their albums are number one. I have a feeling Usher will have some number one albums on the charts, but I also feel that Taylor Swift's albums will come out of the woodwork again to rise to the top of the charts.
She will.
Based off of simply just being there.
Yes,
performing.
And the thing is, they've wanted her to do the halftime show for a really long time.
Oh, she is their big white whale. She is the white whale they've never been able to get.
Won't do it. And partly it was because it was sponsored by somebody that she had a sponsorship with somebody else, so they just couldn't do it.
It was always Pepsi and she was Coke.
That's right. So she couldn't do the Pepsi halftime show because she's the Coke girl. But that contract has now expired. But every year they ask her. They want her every year and she doesn't do it. Now she's not doing the halftime show, but she's going to be in the stadium. Ooh.
She will. They finally got her to the Super Bowl. It's just now they got to get her on the field eventually. And she will be on the field if her boyfriend wins the Super Bowl.
She will be on the field. This is going to be wild to watch. I'm even going to watch this year's Super Bowl. Thank you, Taylor Swift. Okay, let's jump into our show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So we have some royal discomfort at the top of the show. Meghan and Harry were unimpressed by their, quote, cheap seats at the Bob Marley movie premiere. Let me explain. So we spotted the two of them in Jamaica. That's a very romantic place for the two of them. That's when he realised he had totally fell in love with Meghan.
Did they go to Sandals?
There. They were there. They were there on some sort of fabulous vacation. I think a friend of his was getting married and he took Meghan as the date. And during that romantic weekend, he figured out, this is the one for me. However, they did return for the Bob Marley premiere. They did it in Jamaica, obviously. Very, very smart. I'm sure they were thrilled to have Harry and Meghan there. They got world press from it. But there is new video out and it shows the Duke and the Duchess looking a little bit confused. by their seat assignment. So they walk into the theatre hand in hand. They look fabulous. She's in like a ball gown, which are always difficult to stuff into the seats. The seats are normal size seats. So if you're wearing a big hoop skirt, ladies, gentlemen, whoever you are, it's tricky in a regular size theatre. So they get inside the theatre. They're shown to their seats. They're not bad seats, Garrett. Are they on the front row? No. But I don't think these are terrible seats. But the
Do they expect to be in front of the family itself? Bob Marley's family?
I don't know. Do you? That's the question. Like, if you're Meghan and Harry, if you're the biggest star in the world, like, does Beyonce always expect the best seat, even if it's not her premiere?
You know what? She went to Taylor Swift's movie premiere, and I think she was okay with this. She didn't have better seats than Taylor. You know what I mean? Like, if I go see your husband's Broadway show, Harmony, mm-hmm. which is on in theaters on Broadway right now, mm-hmm. and you're going to the show, I don't expect to be sitting in front of you, Rob Shooter. Like.
Let me give you a little secret here, and this is something just for you naughties. The best seats in the house, they're called house seats. They're reserved for the authors or the actors. The best seats in the house are not on the front row. They're six rows back. So when you see the seats Harry and Meghan are in, I actually think they are the best seats. So it's a thing about where do you think are the best seats, Garrett? Do you like to be on the front row if you're going to see Madonna or a pop concert, or do you want to be six rows back so you can see more? Do you want to be?
I think six rows back because I went to go see Back to the Future and we took the kids and we were in the front row.
Too close.
You
missed
stuff. Right.
You're right. Yeah, it's too close.
And the fact that the smoke and the fog, like it was like going over us like
you're
we were
on the
cloudy.
Stage.
Like,
you're driving that car. I
so,
know,
yes,
the Dolores
you are
is in
right.
your face. It's too close. So the next time you go, think about sitting six rows back if you can get those seats. The front row is not the best seat. I know for pop concerts, some pop stars sell the front row at crazy, crazy prices because you want to be really close to your favorite singer. But if you want to see the whole show, the best seats are about 6 to 8 rows back. But this brings us to our poll question of the day. Meghan and Harry appeared to be uncomfortable with the seats they were given at the movie premiere. Some people are calling them life on the D-list. Ouch, in Jamaica. Our question is, were they right or are they being drama queens? Were they right? Should they have had better seats? Or is this just being dramatic, entitled? What do you think? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check.
Can I vote twice?
Tomorrow.
Can I vote for both? I mean,
you can vote for both, my friend. You can do whatever you want. What are you working on?
All right. So we were just speaking of Taylor Swift. And as we know, last week, she also went through some crazy craziness of some graphic AI photos of her, which weren't true, obviously, but they appeared on X. And now they are taken down to the fact where you cannot even search Taylor Swift on X, a.k.a. formerly Twitter, for those that are unfamiliar. And the images obviously went viral. They were seen by over 20 million people. And obviously, I think a lot of people, if you have any type of brain, realize that there's no way that is Taylor Swift. But, you know, some people, especially if you're on X, maybe that brain isn't there at times, you know, and they believed it. But it took a little while. I expected that to be down quicker, but it took over about 3 days for that to be taken down completely. Then they just figured, let's just take down her name in general, because if you searched Taylor Swift's name in those 72 hours, those images did appear. Taylor seems to be furious about this, and rightfully so. And, you know, even I think they asked Travis Kelce about it, and he kind of summed it up. And as long as you don't, you listen to each other, meaning him and her, and not the outside noise, things will be okay. But it got all the way to the White House. You know you're powerful when the White House is answering questions about that. And yet alone, you know, given where we are in this world, no matter what side you are, the fact that we have to rely on a bunch of, you know, older gentlemen sitting in Congress to determine that this is bad.
Right.
Versus
and they do
just,
nothing. They'll do nothing about this. It's outrageous.
Exactly.
And I think what my Taylor sources were saying to me is, if this can happen to Taylor Swift, this can happen to our mothers, our sisters, our friends, our girlfriends.
It happened in my town, Rob, like in a high school.
No.
Like a high school. It was a big story about maybe a month and a half ago, but in my town of Westfield, New Jersey, this happened to a girl in high school because
some
stupid...
You can't get them off the internet, too. Unless you're Taylor Swift with her power, once this stuff is online, it's there forever. And I unfortunately, through my work, saw a couple of the pictures. Not, I didn't want to watch them all. I don't want to see this stuff. They're really graphic, and it's just so disrespectful, and it made me gasp. But they look real. That's the part of it that really killed me, Garrett. They look real.
They're not real.
But
the other
technology is so great, Garrett, that if you saw these pictures online, if you were going through a pornographic site and these pictures popped up, you'd be like, oh my gosh, that's Taylor Swift.
And as much as we're relying on, you know, the police and whatnot, I think the Taylor's fan base, the Swifties, have pretty much put the person that did this into hiding because he was on X just going, oh, you can't get me, to the point where now his profile is blocked.
Good.
And private.
Good.
Given the Swifties
I don't think there's a strong enough punishment for this. I think it's outrageous what happens online.
He needs to be made of that. He needs to be the example going forward.
Yes, what happens. And every idiot around the world and even at local high schools, if you're thinking of doing this, don't. And if you do it, I hope you're punished. To take someone's image and put it into a position, a photograph, a place where it would not be by choice. It's your choice. But if you want to do X-rated work, we call it now sex work. If that's your choice, I'm supporting you. But if you don't, I'm supporting you too. What annoys me here is that this was not Taylor's choice. It was taken away from her by some idiot. And I hope, I'm Team Taylor here all the way. Don't look at the pictures, by the way. Do not do it. Once you see it, it's hard to get it out of your head. And that's the other problem too, is that's the whole thing about the internet. Once you see it, Garrett, it stays in your mind and it does become somewhat truthful.
You know, it's interesting, too. I mean, even looking even deeper onto this, because this was all, you know, started on X, Twitter, a.k.a. Twitter.
That's Elon Musk's platform.
Correct. Yes. But the CEO of X now is a female. So I think that if there wasn't a female in charge, it would have taken even longer to the fact because, as we know, Elon is a quote-unquote...
He's controversial. He likes people talking about crazy stuff.
Correct, and the free speech of it all.
Yes.
But I think at the end of the day, they looked at it of, this is far more than free speech. This is almost impending on someone's likeness.
It's not free speech. It's a lie. Let's call it what it is. It's a damn lie. Taylor did not take these pictures. They are fake pictures, and it makes me really, really angry.
Be careful on the internet.
Yeah, be careful. But this is a sentence that has stuck with me from a source close to Taylor. They messed with the wrong person. If this had happened to you or me, Garrett, we would not be able to get these pictures down. They would be up there forever. They
would need Taylor's help.
with the wrong person. Team Taylor all the way. Okay, moving along. A story that made me laugh is Kris Jenner is facing fan accusations for using a filter during a promo for her daughter's makeup line. So we know the Kardashians love their filters. I get it. But to use a filter...
How do they not have their own filter at this point?
They should have a Kardashian filter so we all look like him. They all look the same, don't they? So they must have the same maybe plastic surgeon, I'm guessing. But if you try to sell someone's makeup, the whole point of it is being authentic.
Right.
If you put on this lipstick... Oh my goodness, you look gorgeous. If you put on these eyebrows, this rouge... Oh, you look beautiful. Well... You can barely see Chris's face in any of the pictures because it's so blurry, it's so filtered.
That's a typical mom photo, though. Like, you know what I mean?
But if this isn't helping Kris Jenner, I know, and I sort of respect the whole family. It's a family business. They all try to sell each other's products. I think it must be something they discuss around the table at Christmas or Thanksgiving. Like, you've got to support my lipstick and I'll support your jeans and blah, blah, blah. And so Chris has jumped into formation, as Beyonce would say, but not been really very helpful. Has this ever happened to you, Garrett? Has a friend of yours ever tried to help you and ended up just making things worse?
Oh, yeah. And then you have to have that conversation of, hey, listen, I love you.
Stop.
I really do. Seriously, you're great. So I would do anything for you, but please, just be quiet.
Not helping.
Be quiet. And I'm saying that nicely, but I've said other words.
It's wildly unhelpful. Yeah. Kris Jenner,
exactly.
Wildly unhelpful. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Alyssa Milano is responding. What is she responding to, Garrett?
So you might have seen it, or you might have even donated to it, but Alyssa Milano asked for help for her son's baseball team fundraiser for them to go to play some travel baseball. Here's the thing. She put a GoFundMe up. You know, the thing that we see all over, like, hey, someone just passed away. Can we contribute $5 to help the family? Alyssa Milano, given that she is an actress, and some might argue she might not be, you know, the George Clooney's or the Nicole Kidman's of the world, but she asked for help. But then over the weekend, after all the backlash, Alyssa had to come out and had to clarify that she has financially contributed to the team, paying for uniforms, coaches, birthday parties, sponsoring kids who can't afford monthly dues, and she was just looking for some help from out there, and she praised the people that actually did do that, because I think they might be parents that understand the situation that they're in, because no matter what, it is expensive for kids to do these extracurricular activities. But does a celebrity go on GoFundMe to ask for help, knowing that it's not, optics wise, it doesn't look good?
Does not look good.
Would you donate? Like, would you ever?
No, not to Alyssa Milano's GoFundMe. Right. No, I wouldn't. I have donated to lots of GoFundMe pages, but I certainly wouldn't give it to a celebrity page. You're right, she's not Nicole Kidman, she's not Julia Roberts, but she's really successful. She's a multi-millionaire. She works constantly. She's made a lot of money, and it's just such a dumb thing for her to do. I'm surprised she's doing this. It feels really greedy.
Go hit up Tony Danza.
That's right. It feels tone deaf. And how many baseball, how much money are we trying to raise here? And can't she write the
check?
It is
expensive.
And now she's saying she has given checks. And I'm not doubting that. But this just feels so odd. You know, it's like me saying, oh, I want a new pair of Gucci loafers, and doing a GoFundMe page. Like, it's not a necessity.
Just send me the link. Send me a link. I'll donate later.
But I just wouldn't do it. Some people have the gall, though, to ask. I have friends who are pretty, pretty brassy. Like, when they want something, when they want me to take them for a fancy dinner, they're not embarrassed to tell me that they want a really great restaurant. And I'm like, no, we're not going there. It's too expensive. No.
I think we all have that friends. And it just goes to show the type of person you are, Rob Shooter. And meaning that, and just everybody in general, where I think we all need money. You know what I mean? No matter what. No matter what financial standard we are at or living at. At the end of the day, to have some extra money would be nice.
Yes.
I could easily go, hey, Rob, you know, your husband, you're doing well.
Yes.
Can I borrow like $5,000? Yeah, like, I would never do that in my life.
That's what it feels like Alyssa's doing here. Just a bad, bad look. And she hasn't taken it down, though. She's not backing down. She's standing by. She wants this money for her kids' baseball.
Do you think she's doing 90s? She's doing like those cons, those 90s cons?
Signing autographs.
Do you think she'll put a little jar?
She's donating her money to her kids' baseball?
No. She'll put a jar at
the table. Put a jar right front. We'll give you a dollar. It's outrageous.
Like a tip,
the
tip
balls
jar.
Of it. The absolute sheer balls of it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter, with my dear friend Garrett. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Yes.
Taylor Swift. Alleged stalker has been arrested again just minutes
after. I love how we have to say alleged.
Released.
We have to say alleged.
We do, I think, but we all know. We all know, wink, wink. This is just minutes after he was released without bail. Do we need stronger stalking laws? Let's have a look. 94%. It doesn't get much more than that. 94% said yes, the laws are terrible. We need much stronger laws.
Can we talk about that 6%, though? Can we talk about that 6%?
No, who's that? Wasn't me. Promise it wasn't me. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. So let's dig deep into Prince William and Kate Middleton's relationship just a little bit. So when the prince is... I'm thinking king. Like, I see his name, I already automatically think king. But it is Prince William. Prince William's term of endearment when upset with wife Kate Middleton. And it is the choice words, according to Tom Quinn, one of the royal authors, that when Prince of Wales is upset with his wife, he goes with the word darling. And he says darling is the singular term Prince William uses to convey his displeasure to Kate Middleton, considering the telltale sign of his annoyance. And I get it. Like, you know, they're out in public and, you know, you don't want to get into a little tiff because, you know, that could blow up and go viral, just like, you know, his brother did in Jamaica, you know, with his sign of the seats that he got. So when he says darling, he's upset with his wife, you know, and for me too, like I call my wife Allie normally for, you know, short for Allison. But when I'm kind of like upset, I'll go, Allison. Allison, and then that's when it's kind of like a, okay, we got to talk about this.
I get the Allison. I don't get the darling. I say darling when I adore you. That's not a term where I'm annoyed. Darling. But I get it if I'm sharp. Darling. Depends on the tone of voice.
I think for them, though, it has to be something like that, because even if even out in public, everybody is scrutinizing every word to down to lip readers. You know what I mean? Like, so if he says the word darling, it's almost code. It's almost code of like
it's code. That's what it is. I love it. It's code.
Right.
It's code. Yours is Allison. If you say the full name, there's trouble.
Yeah, the full name.
Allison. What's her code word for you, Garrett?
Just you. Hey, you.
You. Oh, you. Mine is if I'm silent, because I never shut up. If you've really annoyed me, I'm very frosty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'll do that. I don't say words. I make noises.
Mm-hmm. I get the grab, like, or the kick under the table of like, don't stop.
I love it. Darling, 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 our nicest of the day. Now, I noticed they, naughty, 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 Justin Timberlake crashes Dakota Johnson's monologue during Saturday Night Live. Now, let's be clear here. It was all rehearsed. He didn't just get up on stage and crash. But a lot of people are saying it's her monologue. Get off stage. It's not always about you. You've hosted 5 times. You're under a lot of criticism at the moment, especially after Britney Spears and Janet Jackson. I think you're trying to do the right thing. I've been told Justin is a nice guy. But when somebody's on stage, particularly a woman, for a man to just get up and take over, not a good look, Justin. People are really angry about this. And I think they're... is some validity in it. And naughtiest of the day, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob,
Robs.
You get a Rob, you get a Rob. I'm going to talk all week about happiness hacks. A hack, something you can do that is proven to work by science. So if you want to be happier this week, one thing you can do is buy yourself some flowers. That's true. That's all it is. Buy yourself some flowers. A team of researchers at Harvard have found out that keeping fresh flowers at home does wonders to keep away anxiety and negative moods. Also in the study, people felt more compassionate towards each other and themselves if they saw some fresh flowers. Do that. It's a hack. Buy some flowers and I promise your week will get a little happier. Hey, that's
it. I love it.
For today, thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty, you got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.